Welcome to this edition of When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine, a discussion of sustainable living and what that means to you and me. I'm Jay Warmke.
And I'm Annie Warmke, and we're going to speak more slowly today.
Okay, well, I'm not, but
we
you
have
will.
A guest.
Okay, and today we do have a guest all the way from just north of Paris in France. And Annie, why don't you introduce our guest?
Okay, well, this is my friend, Olivier Turpin. And Turpin, my accent is terrible. Mau.
It's okay.
Our friends, because we were neighbors in France, and then now we are friends because we want to change the world. Right, Olivier?
You're right. Completely yes. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, completely right.
Change.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and your interest in living more sustainably.
So my name is Olivier. I live near Compiègne, north of Paris, in a small village called Niry, and a famous village. And due to the First World War, we are trying with me and my family to live sustainable, to avoid to hurt our earth. I mean, to try to. To use less, how to say that?
To consume less,
and very yes. Green, consume green, very okay. More green we can. We try to produce our energy. We try to produce our food. We try to save our water rain. This kind of thing, yeah. We try everything we can, and we of course, if we can do it, because sometimes it costs, it's not very cheap. That's why.
What's the reason that you wanted to do those things to live more sustainably?
At the beginning, we was very quite poor, so we want to be thrifty.
Thrifty.
Mm-hmm. Thrifty. So yes. we save water, we try to save electricity, and finally we find this way was very good for our money, but in the same time for our planets. So my salary getting better, so we grow up the thing that we can. We do it more and more things that we tried. Like in 2006, we can say we begin at this time, because we arrived in this village in 2002, and we start in a new house, but with all energy was only electricity, nuclear electricity, because in France we liked. Nuclear.
You like nuclear energy in France?
I'm not. Yeah, in France, but not me. We have nuclear country, but not me, of course, because it's terrible. So up, yes, and that's why we try to find any. We start because we live near a forest, so we can do the wood. We can go to pick the woods near house. So we buy a wood stuff for that, because and it was more. I mean, of course, it was receiving money, but it was more warm in the house with this kind of energy, and so we like to watch it. We like to do it, and
fire.
Yeah, we watch and we buy wood stuff from Denmark, you know, north of Europe. They are doing a very, very good wood stuff. So we like every season, but when the season of fire arrive, I'm very happy as well. So
that's
we
just
start
the that. Opposite of Annie. Yeah. She doesn't like the season of fire. She likes the warm.
No winter
I
for
love
me.
It. Winter with the snow and you watch your stuff. I love it.
I am happy. I am happy for you, Olivier. I am very happy for you. But not for me. I am already sad that winter is coming soon.
So. Yeah, it's coming soon. Yeah.
So do you think... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you have a philosophy that... Like when you want to buy something or you are thinking about changes in your life, do you have a philosophy that that sort of guides you or tells you this is a good thing or no, I don't want to do this?
You know, my wife is a Buddhist. So we try to the Buddhists are very good philosophy for me. Even I am a Catholic. At the beginning, of course, but for me, Buddhist is very good philosophy. So that we do is each time we buy something, we try to watch very carefully how electricity, for example, for a dishwasher, we look for how water span, how electricity span. We try to find the. We can do it. So we try to find the thing, the best thing to avoid to spend energy of the earth. For me, we can say that. So we try to live in sobriety. Do you know this word, sobriety?
No.
Hello, sobriety. That means, if we've got solar panel, but if you got a house with a lot of electric things, always TV is on, computer is on. Of course, for me, it doesn't need to have a solar panel. Because to have solar panel, you have, not only for solar panel, but it means you have to live with, so, I mean, sobriety. I find it. It's been.
I understand. Yeah, I think the word
you have to live. Not very simple, but you have to try to find the way to don't spend too much to have the same result. For me, is this kind of thing.
Yes, it is to live honestly. To know how much you are consuming and to make decisions about how much you want to consume or need to consume.
Yeah, that's
so how I think the word you're saying is sobriety. So one other thing I want to talk about before we talk a little bit about the French government's view of sustainability is I know... When I visited you, which is like 6 years ago now, you already had an electric vehicle. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your reasons for having that vehicle. And is that common in France for people, for families to have?
You know why we've got this car? Because we've got it from August 2012. At this time, the 80 car was very expensive, so nobody want to buy it. I want to buy, but the small vehicle was more expensive than a big vehicle, so nobody buy it. So one day I'm working at night, I go back to home and I heard on radio the Peugeot, it's a French cars, sold all their electric car today. So we've been to the garage and they say instead of 30,000 euro, it was 10,000 euro. So it's very, very cheap. So that's why we buy it. If not, I won't buy a little car. But at this time in France, it was nearly the first car. And of course, no charging power at all everywhere. Only in my garage, of course, because I can switch on a normal switch. So I used this car to go to work, and I'm working at 50 kilometers from home. So we have to go and back. So sometimes when I come back to home, the car say only 5 kilometers to use again. So that mean in winter, no heating. In summer, no air conditioning. So sometimes in winter, I have to put my overcoat, gloves, because, you know, it was so. But now it's more convenient because we've got a charging
station.
In my everywhere. Not everywhere, but it's more convenient. I've got one in my office, so now it's much better. So and now the car is, you can have more, you can make more kilometers because my car, at when I bought it, it was only 130 kilometers, and now, of course, now it's she's 8 years old. So we can do it 90 kilometers. So even now I can, because it's old during winter, I can use heating just half, not completely, not at all. So I have to be have good clothes. But for me, it's okay. It's a challenge, and we do it.
You inspired me because when I came to visit you, that was the first time I had ridden in an electric car, and you said, "Oh, let's go. We will go and drive." I was very excited to ride in the car. It was so quiet.
It's very powerful. This car is very powerful. So that's very good.
Yes. Yes, we know. Yeah. We have an electric car too, so it's it's very fast, very good.
I like it. And now, now a lot of car. There is more and more electric car in France. That's very good. Yeah.
Yes. One more thing before we talk about your mm-hmm. issues with the government is I know you talked to me about being able to purchase locally produced food online now.
Yeah. Now in France, you can, and since COVID, it's more and more people want to buy their vegetables, their food, and near their home. So we are lucky. We've got a farm near our home. It's an organic farm, and you grow up food, vegetables, so we can order on the net, and we go to pick our vegetable because we pay on the net. And in this place, you can buy as well organic food, organic oil, shampoo, sugar,
everything
you want. Yeah, so that's very good.
Olivia, this is Jay. I'm going to interrupt you here and just let everyone know that you are listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke, and our special guest coming from just north of Paris, Olivier Tepin. And we want to thank everyone for joining us and remind you that it is indeed the end of the world as we know it.
And thank God. So, Olivier, what do you think is the French people's attitude, the cultural attitude toward living sustainably or living the way you do?
I think few months, even before the pandemic, people want to have a big change. You know, in the last election for mayor, a lot of mayor, and even for Europe, the Green Party grew up very high. So that Europe people as well, want to have a big change. They want to have, since the COVID, a lot of new people from Paris, live in Paris, want to go to the countryside, want to move to country because they want to have a garden, they want to grow up their vegetables. They want to like us, in fact, you know, before COVID, people was not laughing, but say we are very, very strange. You know, they don't eat meat. They've got wind turbines. They've got solar panels. They've got they do their garden. And now people during COVID, when you have to stay at home, I saw a lot of people ask me, "Oh, what you do? We would like to do the same." You are right. You are in a good way. So I was very happy to hear that, because for us, we show the way that we have to do. Of course, nobody is happy with us, but more and more people are very happy. So that's we're doing a good job. So keep going and be fast. Go more at more speed. We have to be in a hurry. So that's why I won't stop.
Well, I want to say that in this country, you know, people, there are some people who share the view of wanting to do better, but they don't want to be uncomfortable, and they don't want to make any kind of sacrifices, and they see living the way you and I do as making sacrifice, when we say, no, it's not sacrifice. We have everything. We have abundance. We have everything we need. And I think, too, you know, the energy policy, for example, in France, is to have nuclear energy. But I understand there are some changes this winter with the nuclear energy. Can you talk about that?
Due to the COVID, the maintenance of nuclear plant is late. And since free summer, we've got a very high climate, very dry climate. So nuclear factory need water. And the water level in river is too low. So they have to stop nuclear plants a lot, nearly 50%. That's why, and we've got, it's not very windy at this time. So that means a wind turbine in front doesn't produce a lot. So this week, the government, they switch on the coal factory in September. Can you imagine that in September? Because this kind of factory, the coal factory, is switched on winter special days when they need a lot. So usually it's a few days a year in January, not in September. And this year, I don't know if you know Nina, it's the opposite of El Nino. Yes. That means it's going to be cold.
Yes.
It could be
very cold.
Cold
weather.
So it'd be cold weather. So that means it could be have a blackout rolling or power cut rolling in France. It's never arrived before. Never. Since I'm young, maybe when I was young, two or three, something like that when I was young. And since I'm 10 years, never happened again. Because we have nuclear,
so very dangerous for people.
This winter will be very for people who live in a flat with only electricity power. It could be. Of course, I hope it won't be happen. But if it happen, it will be terrible. But for us, we are working for that since 2006. We are ready. And you know, in this summer we change onduler, you know, for the solar panel inverter, and this new one is very good, and every day I watch what we produce, what we use, and when we use from the grid, And now we are nearly, sometimes it's nothing, I mean from the grid, or at least 1 kilowatt. So we are, even today is cloudy, little bit windy, and we are, of course, we've got battery, but battery is full. And so that's for us, is well, that means we are ready. We are ready. So we...
Yeah, that sounds great. So let's talk about, before we run out of time, let's talk about your wind turbine and how the mayor of your town loves you so much.
Yeah, my mayor love me very good. Because in 2014, because I live in a small village, like I say, and we've got a little church, but for French administration or agricultural regulation, this church is like a castle. So that's mean when we live near this kind of thing, this church or castle, but it's not a castle, you cannot do what you want in your home. You cannot have an original design of your house. You cannot choose equipment what you want. Even color, everything has to be said by administration. So I asked for wind turbine, I was very surprised because after I sent all the paper, 1 week after, I received a paper say, "Oh no, don't worry, you can put it. Don't need to ask." Oh, I was very happy. So I put it, but
Wait. Let's say where you put it. You put it on the roof of your beautiful garage, right?
Yeah, with a solar panel. And but this wind turbine was a little bit noisy. And so my installer, my solar company said to me, "Oh, if you want, we can change it and we put I don't know, it's not you know, it's another kind of wind turbine. And it's lower, and but of course it's less power, but it's no noise at all. And it, in fact, it's no noise at all. But it's not the same design of the first one. It's not the same color. Even she's got a color flag, French.
The French colors, yes.
Yeah, French color. I was very happy about that. But I should ask a new authorization. That's... I do it that for my neighbor to avoid to make a noisy. And now, because I didn't ask a new authorization, I have to, the mayor send me some paper not very good, because when my neighbor was selling his house, so he was afraid someone will be very afraid about that, won't buy his house. So the mayor go to see the judge.
Yes, wait, there was one thing. Wait. Before that happened, though, you were told to come to the police station.
Yeah, police station. So, they say, "Oh, you can come to your police station. I will say what will happen after." And in fact, it was, it's not, I went to the police station. They asked me a lot of questions, like a criminal. I should give my finger, you know, like in a
fingerprint. They fingerprinted you.
Fingerprint, pictures. And they say, "Oh, Mr. Chopin, you are working in airport. So you have authorization? Oh, if you don't take off your wind turbine, maybe your authorization will be over." I was very, very sad after this interview. No,
interrogation. You are a criminal.
Interrogation.
My friend's a criminal.
Climate criminal. You know, so
wind turbine. Voilà. A wind turbine criminal.
I'm a wind turbine criminal. That's very yes. And a lot. I said to all my friends, they say, "It's crazy. What? You are doing the job, and they don't want you keep going on with this wind turbine. So I went to see the secretary of the judge and say, I have 6 months to prove I can put this wind turbine. If I don't give this paper, if I don't take off it, I will go to see the judge, a criminal judge, and I will go to the jail, maybe. I don't know. So we'll see. Or I should go to see the mayor and ask him to have a kind of permission. A deal.
An exception. He's going to give you an exception.
I don't know. We will see. But
you know, Olivier, you should be going to talk to the priest at the Catholic Church and say it is a sin. It is a sin to waste the material of Mother Earth.
Because with my wind turbine, I protect the church because I use less CO2.
So
I protect. You know, in southern France this week, we've got nearly like a typhoon. The water over destroyed a lot of things in Greece as well. Typhoon in Europe.
Greece. So, Greece is having a lot of trouble.
So in south of France as well. Nearly a village was destroyed. So, and they asked me to take off it. Nobody understand. I do a fetch. I don't like Facebook, you know, but I know it's a good thing to help. So I do it. More than 8,000 people say, why you are in jail with that? You are, it's a good thing. I want to have the same wind turbine. They don't understand. Nobody say, you do it for yourself. You're selfish or something like that. No, everyone was very happy towards that. So I don't understand why.
I don't want to cut you off. We'll have to talk again. But if you would like to know more about Olivier's goal to keep his wind turbine and how he is a criminal, you can follow him on Facebook at Planet Day Demain or Earth of Tomorrow in English. And he would love to have you connect with him.
And you have been listening to When the Biomass Hits the Wind Turbine with Jay and Annie Warmke with our special guest. Thank you, Olivia, for joining
merci
us.
Beaucoup.
Okay, merci. And we would like to thank Adam Rich, our Emmy Award-winning producer, and thank you for spending just a little bit of time with us. And as your grandmother hopefully told you, the secret to a happy and sustainable life is...
play nice with others, clean up your own mess, and eat your vegetables, Jay.
Okay, French vegetables. Till next
Mother
time.
Earth will sing, and her children will be
You can find more information on living sustainably in our unsustainable world at BlueRockStation.com.